Senate Bill 184, an act to protect the children of South Dakota against sexual exploitation by criminalizing certain conduct involving children and the internet, to provide for civil remedies, to require certain people to report suspected violations, and to revise certain provisions regarding the unlawful use of computers.
Senate Bill 184 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks, Senator Everest?
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. Well, it's amazing to think back 10 years ago, back to 1991. How many of us would have ever thought, as I did when I entered the House, that the most exciting destination that we would be able to visit in the next 10 years would truly be the internet? I think we should take a lot of pride when we look back in the past 10 years, not only for the responsibility we've taken as a legislature to learn about technology and computers, but most of all to look at the children in the state of South Dakota and realize that we've wired our schools, all of them, and our hospitals and our libraries, and we've also provided computers to schools, and we've provided classes, and especially classes that children in the state couldn't get otherwise in certain areas, advanced placement classes. And we've taken the burden upon ourselves and funded programs to teach our teachers about technology, so they're at least as literate as our students and that they can continue to bring new ideas to them. We have to stop, though, and realize that because we have been on the forefront of technology in this state, we need to be on the forefront of one of the hazards that has come with it. And that's the opportunity for individuals to exploit our children through the use of the internet. And I say that with a sense of sadness that we need to deal with Senate Bill 184. But I will indeed bring it forward and hope that you'll receive it positively. Because technology in the world is complex, Senate Bill 184 is very technical in nature. I know no other way to deal with the bill other than to summarize it for you so you have a full understanding of what you're voting on. If you look at sections 1 through 3, you'll realize that we're repealing three existing criminal statutes. And we move on to sections 4 through 10 and update criminal law and create new criminal laws that coincide with our advancements in technology. The affected laws are the sale of child pornography, cyberstalking, possessing, producing, and distributing child pornography, and sexual exploitation of a minor and the solicitation of a minor. Many of us have had the opportunity in small groups, both as Republicans and Democrats, to see a vivid description of how easy this exploitation is through the internet. Going to internet service providers that are well known by us and by our children, we realize how easy it is to get involved in a chat room where a child can be solicited and is solicited. In one chat room that we went to, we saw hundreds of instant messages, most of which were vile in nature, asking ugly questions of children and enticing them into awful and disgusting relationships. Section 11 deals with the convictions that require registration as a sex offender. That is a concept that we are all familiar with. Section 12 deals with a conviction for a teacher, which would mean possible license revocation if they were involved in these forms of child solicitation. Sections 14 through 21 create a civil cause of action to recover money damages from offenders. And sometimes that is the most effective way to reach a potential offender. Section 22 goes on to say, if you're convicted as a criminal, as a person, for these crimes, you must forfeit to the state all child pornography, and any assets used to facilitate the criminal activity. It raises the stakes for those who think they're going to get a slap on the wrist for being involved in this kind of activity. Sections 23 through 25 are mandatory reporting of suspected child pornography by commercial internet service providers, or as they're commonly referred to, ISPs, photo labs, and computer repair technicians. They must report what they see if they happen to observe it, but it doesn't require a review or inspection of all the materials, which would, of course, be an undue burden to our businesses. It has to be more than just nudity of a minor. We're not talking about the cute little bathtub pictures you take of your toddler. It also creates a misdemeanor crime if an ISP or a photo lab knowingly permits a person to use its services to produce and reproduce child pornography. But you must know it. Section 26 is part of the Act that does not apply to certain persons in performance of their official duties. This would include law enforcement, courts, social workers, etc. And sections 27 through 29 updates existing law on the unlawful use of a computer or a computer system, and that's often referred to as computer hacking. I realize that this bill is lengthy. I realize that I've given you a general overview. I know that we have taken the time as a legislature to realize what the problem is. We have viewed the problem. We have experienced it sitting in a room together and watching a computer screen. We know how easy it is for our children to enter the world of the internet and find themselves caught in a website or in a chat room being solicited or perhaps even drug in, whether it's simply by a picture that can be morphed or an exchange innocently of what begins to be pictures that can lead them as innocent young children into relationship that we don't want them to become involved in. I urge you to support Senate Bill 184, and I'll try to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Job. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 184. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuey?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy? Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Vitter, Valesky, Whiting, Senator Apa, Madam President, ayes 35.
Senate Bill 184 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.